For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that maybe don't matter, but I just kind of want to know if you've seen it. Is the Acolyte as terrible as the responses have led me to believe on Disney Plus? Because I love Star Wars, I've heard.
So they're saying it's bad?
Yeah. On IMDb, the episodes are rated out of 10, 5.5, 5.3, 3.4.
Wow.
For that last episode. And on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience scores at 14%.
Is it because Luke Skywalker was supposed to be the last Jedi, but yet there were 7,000
I don't know. I have not seen the show, so I'm curious about that. But otherwise, we're going to talk about basketball. But if you can help me out there on the Twitch, on the YouTube, or Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line, I definitely want to know.
Haven't seen it.
Okay. So you cannot text.
I'm not really interested in it either.
See, and that's what I need to decide. If, like, I love all things Star Wars, so I have to watch it, or people are like, meh.
Just like Marvel, every time I hear a new Marvel show, I'm like, okay, there's some sort of cameo that's going to connect to something, and I just don't know where the Acolyte connects. My apologies.
That is a good point. Now, we're going to go ahead and look ahead to next season, because that's what you do when the NBA Finals just end. You go ahead, or any season just ends.
The Brad Stevens did the next day.
Yes.
No sleep. He's up there watching workouts. So
exactly. Yeah,
no days off.
And quitting.
By the way, did you see, is it crap? I need to double check. Is it Sarr or Reisiker that doesn't want to go work out, or quote, can't work out to be the number one pick with the Hawks? He's like, oh yeah, I got some stuff going on. And so, like, they're having, like, now people think Donovan Klingon might be the number one pick because he's like, yeah, I'm busy, I got stuff. I took a look at this from a couple of different aspects. Do you want betting odds? Do you want ESPN power rankings? What are we thinking here? Where do we want to start?
Power rankings.
Power rankings.
Power rankings with ESPN. You made a wise decision because I think ESPN has the exact same power rankings as I do.
Also vote for power rankings.
Okay, good. Did they take these power rankings for me? Don't know. Who should be number one going into next season? Boston, right?
Denver. I don't know. I mean, they did lose 20 games last year.
Including
21. 21, yeah. In fact, at that point.
You know what? Seventh.
They only won 80.
They didn't sweep the finals. So.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Yep, and they didn't sweep Miami, and they didn't sweep Cleveland.
And they're in the East.
Somebody earlier who I just assumed didn't watch the game tried to make the bold proclamation that Tim Hardaway Jr. is the reason why the Mavericks didn't get swept in the NBA Finals. I'm just assuming they didn't actually
see. Because he hit those 5 threes?
Just assuming he didn't actually see the game.
If you don't watch the game and you see his box score, you're like, he was a plus something and had went 5 of 7 from three.
Don't worry about what the halftime score was. All right, but seriously, Boston, no-brainer, number one. Here's where I'm really curious. I might argue 2 through 5 could be very different depending on how you feel. Who would, Reggie, I'm going to start with you. Let's go around the horn, but in a popular fashion. Who would you put second on your NBA power rankings for next year?
I feel like people are still going to default to Denver here.
Okay.
And so I'd probably say Denver.
I'd lean to Denver, too. I was worried about them in the playoffs. I'm glad that they decided the playoffs weren't for them in the second round.
Yes.
But you look at that team, that is a very close to complete team and can win the championship.
I heard you, but I want you to ask it exactly the way you asked it to Reggie.
Did I say, who would you have?
The Dallas Mavericks, Kevin.
Okay. I knew you were going to be mad at me because I also put the Denver Nuggets.
So on your list?
I kind of didn't want to tell you that.
The Mavericks made it to the finals.
I know.
They would have whooped Denver the entire way, too.
Kevin, the Denver Nuggets did not make it to the finals.
That is a fact.
I don't know if you realize that.
That's why I didn't want to tell Corey, because I knew he was going to be disappointed.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's a big Michael Porter Jr. supporter.
But I've always heard.
That's true.
Man, what a weird pivot that would be if I started to take credit for Michael Porter Jr. somehow. My guy's RJ Barrett till the end. All right. So you've got Dallas second. Then who would you go third?
Then Denver.
Okay, then Denver. All right. Me.
That being said, they didn't make it to the Western Conference Finals, so maybe I should put Minnesota
there. Oh, that's a good point.
I will say this. As of today, right now, I will go Dallas. But Oklahoma City scares me with all the assets they have, how good they are. Chet Holmgren's going to get a little bit better. I do think Derek Lively's going to get a little bit better, too. But they have the ability to add a very good player to their team in the offseason.
Let me ask you a question about this. You can break it down however the hell you want. And I know Shea finished second for MVP. Who do you think is a better player, Shea or Anthony Edwards?
Right now, today, I will lean towards Shea, but Anthony Edwards is only 22, and look, he's only 25, I believe, Shea. So they both have room to grow, but Anthony Edwards at the end of next year might be better, but right now, Shea today is better.
I agree, and I think just Anthony Edwards' name is more well-known.
I definitely agree.
Movie and stuff like that.
Okay, I could see that. Reggie,
you don't like
the
commercial
right
that Shea does with
it's
Chet.
The worst commercial. It makes me sad.
It is horrible.
It's terrible.
It's Shea. Shea's better now. Yeah. But yeah, I'm pronouncing all that. He got too many letters in his name, so people are going to know Anthony Edwards.
Because of Gilgeous Alexander?
That's right.
You don't even know how to spell Gilgeous.
Pick a last name.
G-I-L-E-O-U-S.
You're just guessed. Yeah, you don't even know.
It's not Noah Drummond Hagland.
What? Should be.
If you guys get divorced, will it?
No. All right. Dallas is third on my list as well. Stop trying to cause problems.
On your face, Les. I mean, Jess.
Alex, on your face.
You're on your facing that he doesn't. Hold on.
Hey, you haven't got a divorce. On your face.
On your face. Like, your husband loves you. How dare you?
I don't know if your answer to the question was no, if we get divorced, it won't, or we're not getting divorced.
Yes, the answer was the same. But also, my real answer is I have Dallas at third.
Okay.
That's the real answer I was trying to get out there.
All right.
Mike, you go Dallas three. You said yes.
Yes, but it's very close with Oklahoma City. And I could, if Oklahoma City makes a bold move, let's say 2 weeks from now with their draft picks and change and turns that into like a premium NBA player at like 26, 27 years old, that could scare me into flipping Oklahoma City to three and Dallas to four.
Reggie?
Yeah, despite the criticism that he received, Luka Doncic really, this was in some ways a coronation of his like caliber being up in that top talent. I think that's going to carry Dallas in that way and put them amongst the elite in that. So, yeah, they're third.
I put Minnesota fourth and then OKC fifth. I certainly understand.
I understand how you would go. I think it's very close.
Okay.
Here's our issue. As we just named the five teams, and I think that those are easily the five teams.
Yes. Four in the West.
Four of them are in the West. We named Boston one, and that's easy to do right now. And then the next four, I think you can jumble up in any way you want, but the four teams are all Western Conference teams.
And that is the only other team that's really in the mix when I look at this from a couple of different directions is the Milwaukee Bucks. So, like, for example, and I know we're not done with power rankings just yet, I saw betting odds that had the Celtics as the favorite, then the Nuggets, then the Timberwolves, and then OKC, Milwaukee, and Dallas were all tied for fourth. There's some areas, it depends on what book you go to, especially this early. You should always check out BetQL. The Mavericks are as high as second, but you see a pretty firm top six, and a lot of it is the top five with four teams from the West.
And there's another team that I would kind of want to put in there, but it's because I'm projecting forward, and I understand we're trying to stay in this moment and project it here. But the Sixers have a max slot available, and if you add a max caliber player onto that team, I think you're putting them into that area.
Can I ask you a question? As long as we are projecting, is it wrong of me to think that like the Sixers just fit the something will go wrong? I don't know what exciting and new thing it will be, But whatever they do, something will happen to stop them cold in the second round.
I think that's a fair assumption to make, to be completely honest.
Okay. Do you guys, I know you were just saying it's close. Y'all three, do you go Minnesota, OKC? Does Milwaukee make it in the mix or Philly perhaps?
I think I'll go Minnesota next and then Oklahoma City after that. But Mike's right. A large part of it depends on, you know, decision on who you can trade for, or what you can add in draft. But the other part, I guess, is nobody wants to go to Oklahoma City, right? Like nobody wants to be a free agent and sign there.
Maybe so.
They would probably pick Dallas right now. They would probably look at Dallas and say that's more enticing, the city itself and playing with Luka.
I don't think Oklahoma City, because they've maxed out Shea and Lu Dort makes a good amount of money. I don't think they're ever really going to have cap space to add. The way Philadelphia's lucky that Maxey hasn't hit the max contract yet, and so it works out for them that they have this money, but I don't think it's ever going to work out for Oklahoma City. But I don't think it'll be a choice. I guess it can be. Like, you could say, I'm not going to Oklahoma City, and then it doesn't matter if they trade 4 first-round draft picks out of their next, you know, I think like in the next 7 years, they have 12 first round picks or something.
Something like that.
So they can use obviously like 4 of them to go get a guy like, I mean, a guy who I'd love for the Mavs, who I don't know if Oklahoma City needs them as bad, but like a Mikal Bridges from Brooklyn. Like if you're like, here's 4 first round picks for this kind of premium wing player, like that could really help them out. They're probably looking more for, hey, who's the 6'10" to 7'1" guy that can really take us to another level to play with Chet? Not saying down low, but to add size. That's probably what they're looking to use their assets to get.
And this kind of goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning. No one in the ranking or betting community thinks this was a fluky run by the Dallas Mavericks. Like I told you, ESPN's got them ranked 3rd going into next year. Betting odds in one site, like I told you, have the Mavericks 2nd, another one 3rd at 8-1, and another one tied for 4th at 9.5.
So not fluky as much as just like it's going to be a competition amongst that group.
And you're in it.
Yeah.
And so that's the biggest thing. Like, I know there's still a lot that can happen in the offseason, but just now, nobody's walked away from the NBA Finals. I mean, I know we're all like, hey, the Celtics were the best team. But at the same time, everyone's walking away and being like, the Mavs are in it. What happens over the next month or so could shake this up a bit, or maybe a lot, but they're in it.
It's easy to pick Boston going back to the NBA Finals right now, because it's tough to say, I think the Knicks are, or Milwaukee is, or Philadelphia is. It's tough today to say that. But if you said Denver and then somebody said Dallas and then somebody said Minnesota and somebody said Oklahoma City, you all have a legitimate argument that you could be in the NBA Finals next year. Now, if you're Phoenix, if you're the Lakers, if you're kind of maybe Memphis when they get Ja back, you'd say, hey, wait a second. You're really going to beat these 4 teams in the playoffs? Because you're going to have to at least play 2 of them most likely. You really think you're good enough to do that? And that's where I think you'd get pushback on those outside teams now in the Western Conference. But there's 4 that have a legitimate claim that we're going to win the West next year.
There's another exciting race to watch about who will be the worst team. So Bleacher Report has Washington as the worst and Detroit as the next worst. And ESPN says, not so fast, my friend. I think Detroit is the worst and Washington is the next worst.
Okay,
so,
all right.
One of those teams just fired a coach.
Yeah. Man, and they still owe him 5 years, $65 million on that deal.
What did he do so wrong? What did he do so wrong?
He didn't want the job. That's what he did so wrong. Like, honestly.
But he wanted to get paid.
Remember, he turned down that job multiple times, and they had to money whip him to take that huge contract. But, like, Monty Williams, the relationship business, oddly enough, we're starting to see might not be his strength, even though that was one of the things that we kind of applauded him for.
Yeah.
Look, building up a young team, a team with a whole bunch of youth that needs a lot of guidance is not the easiest thing to do, and you have to have the right guy for that situation.
And I have not come through with a consensus on the fan text, but I'm going to read you some of the thoughts about the Acolyte. From the 682, I'm actually loving the Acolyte. And then from the 972, Acolyte is good, but not great. From the 214, Kevin, it's just a bunch of nerds mad that there's another series featuring a female lead. And then from the 214, The Acolyte, it's meh. It's worth watching, but it's kind of random. And from the 940...
Helps with stomach pains, right?
The Acolyte is literally garbage. This is the one thing I heard from the last episode. I haven't seen it. This is just what I know people were trying to say. If you want to see lesbian witches get pregnant by the string and not the force, then you'll love it.
From the 469... Go ahead.
No, you got it.
The Acolyte's not as disappointing as Luca's defense. That was really rude.
You read it.
I did read it, but it, I mean, we read texts. That's why.
That's a good point.
Is we're out of time, but it's for maybe tomorrow. Is Luca going to enter the 2007 Dirk Nowitzki situation?
No.
Where everybody's going to just kick him in the nads?
Not going to happen.
And say he's not good enough?
Because he's going to be
tougher.
Happened. He's going to be tougher this time.
07 to 11. Dirk lived in the world of he's really not that good.
I don't think so.
Not from us. Not from Dallas, per se. There were people in Dallas, but it was the national media was he's not good enough.
I don't know, man. I feel like the league has this respect for him. Okay. Well, we can discuss that tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we're out of time, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. In honor of the magic eight ball, what's the most ridiculous metric you've ever used to make a decision? We'll do it next right here in The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm curious if anybody is following along with the College World Series because we talk about it here and there. Obviously, a huge day at the College World Series with three games scheduled and Florida whipping up on Kentucky right now. But I have another question for this segment. I was reading an article on Yardbarker, and it predicted the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs schedule using the Magic 8 Ball. And then I got to thinking, surely people have used the Magic 8 Ball to make important life decisions, or maybe just a regular decision. So,
I find love?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
What is the most ridiculous metric that you've ever used to make a decision? Is that little paper thing that you do with your hand? You remember that hand?
Oh, and it would my be like, gosh. I had to date a girl in fourth grade because of that thing.
Because the paper told
she
you
was
to?
She was the magic one that was underneath the piece of paper.
Like the number five or the color green or whatever when you got to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite color? You know, all those things. Basically, isn't that like a... like one of those little quizzes you take in order, essentially. It's the same thing. It's just more fun.
Yes. By the way, there's an amazing South Park episode where the boys think they've actually found a piece of advanced technology that can predict the future. And they build like a lab and everything to steal the little paper thing and examine it.
Wow.
And then the girls just make another one. So what is the... okay, from the 469... this is what I'm talking about. And no, from the 940 Magic 8 Ball, is Kevin back on the stuff? No, no, no. Although if I do miss some time in the future because of a quote procedure, it's because of my throat, not anything else. For the 956.
Throat's connected to the nose, I'm just saying.
It's not because of cocaine.
Okay.
I use the Magic 8 Ball to decide if I should pop the question to a woman. All right.
Did you buy the Magic 8 Ball or did you like grab it at the store and just pick it up? And
what's worse?
Oh, heady play.
That you owned it? That you just used it at the store?
I didn't use it at the store.
Or that you bought it?
Yeah, because at the store, like that essentially doesn't work yet. You know? It's not yours yet. You haven't...
is that how that works?
Christened it or whatever.
Wait, you have to like... that sounds crazy. Do you have to like bond with the 8 Ball for it to be... okay.
Yeah, it has to get to know you a little bit before it can really help you make decisions. Like,
how many dates? How many dates until the Magic 8 Ball can help you?
By the way, that person followed up. I'm cheap. I just used one at Spencer's.
Spencer's, exactly. All right. That's exactly how I thought that went down.
At least I get this more from the 469. Not totally, but I've ended relationships with an S based on coin flips. But this other person decided if they wanted to get married. Please follow up. Are you married now? How did that all go?
It's unclear, Kevin.
Okay. Answer unclear at this time. I feel like that was always the answer. And also, if you had something that really went your way, would you continue to do that? Like, let's say for some reason you flipped a coin, like Two-Face or something. and it went really well for you, would you flip the coin again and be like, I don't know, that worked out really well, I'm going to keep doing that?
Real hazy, try again.
Oh, yes, that's what it always says.
Mm-hmm. I definitely flip coins. Although, like, I'm at the point now, like, who has coins readily available all the time? Like, we don't use physical currency.
That's true.
Much. So, like, I'll use Google and tell it to flip a coin. And I realize, like, now I'm just letting the algorithm decide.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. That is terrifying.
I'm glad that you
said. At least you're letting gravity help in the other
situation. Right, exactly.
To go along with that, the only time you should be flipping that coin is at the My Possibilities ball. And that's how you decide when heads or tails.
That's a blast.
And that is the most fun game in the world.
Yes.
But whenever you go to a place, this, I feel old too when I have to tell somebody my email ends in Hotmail and
same.
They judge me for that.
Yeah,
they judge me for that. Smirk. My wife judges me for that. But when you go to a place.
Is Hotmail worse than AOL?
See, I wouldn't think so, but I think it's turned back around. And yes, now it is.
Okay.
If you go somewhere and they just already have everything set up and you're like, oh, I was going to pay in cash. And they seem astonished by this. And I'm like, God.
What are you writing checks, Kevin? What's happening?
I'm so old.
Do you still write checks?
No.
Sometimes you have to, right? I did write a check recently. Oh, I
for graduation, right?
No, I purchased a car, so I wrote a down payment.
Gotcha. That is,
and
that
was like, I was like, gosh, I haven't written a check in forever.
It was
or wrote a check.
Where's my checkbook?
The last two times I used checks was yes, they do take checks at Platinum Chevrolet. In case you were curious,
I like it.
But also. We had a bunch of like relatives and friends of the family who were graduating from high school. And so I was like, what do we do? Can you ask them if they want us to send them something on Venmo? And instead, I wrote a check. And of course, I checked the bank account religiously. And it makes me mad that the check hadn't got cashed yet because I've always been the way I am.
That's right. But one of the things I was going to say about flipping a coin is I realized that it helps me learn what I actually want. Because there's times where I'm like, let's flip a coin. And you're like,
yes.
Should I flip it again? It's like, okay, so you wanted the other thing then, right?
Yes.
Like, that's what you really wanted.
But then you're not bound by the coin, right? You can go back and say, well,
flip it again.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, best two out of three is always a good option.
From the 817, I roll the, and I think I know this, the D20 to help me make decisions. I believe that is the, I don't know, I want to say tetrahedron. I know that's not right. Dice.
Dodecahedron.
Dodecahedron.
That's right.
From Dungeons and Dragons.
Why do you know that?
That's a lot of options. Do you just go odds later. And evens? Because
I've never played Dungeons
never
and
played
Dragons.
Never played Dungeons and Dragons either.
I think you would think it's so stupid.
But honestly, he would think it was stupid. But once he started playing, I feel like he might actually enjoy it.
You think
he would
get longer than Monopoly? Because usually
you can play Dungeons and Dragons for like four straight weeks.
But at least it's not a game for terrible people like Monopoly.
Yeah. Man, Monopoly will let you know
definitely
how people
Monopoly.
View the world. And
what do you do with the Dungeons and Dragons?
You make up elves, and then those elves can turn you into powerful squirrels.
And here's why you'll hate it, Mike.
You put people in dungeons, and then you use your dragon to fire them.
But, like, you have to pretend. Like, if I'm the dungeon master, you'd roll the dice, and I was like, oh, look out, Mike. Here comes a mage through the forest. Yeah.
A mage?
I don't know.
What is Majors? A mage? That's what it's
and then,
that's kind of what we are.
And then
are.
You just be like, it's you. I'm looking right at you. And I'm like, here comes a dragon. And you'd be like, no.
Yeah.
or Kevin, it plays out in real life, like in Stranger Things.
And he gets like, oh, well.
Real life.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin that for anybody.
That came out 4 or 5 years ago, Stranger Things.
The most recent season?
It was
season?
Like 8 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
But the most recent season, there was a very big Dungeons & Dragons connection. The most recent house we purchased, I was kind of on.
Oh, no.
Like, I didn't.
You purchase houses left and right in Plano. He's purchasing 4 cars a year.
Look
at me. I own property.
Okay, thanks. I
need to get on y'all's
page. I didn't know exactly. Like, if I wanted to do that or not, I was kind of like, Adrian and I were in a disagreement about it.
Uh-oh.
And I was at the gym and I said, all right, if I make this half court shot.
No.
What is this? White man can't jump.
And I made a half court shot.
And then your wife got to be on
and
Jeopardy.
Then I went, son of a bitch.
On your first and only try, you made a half court shot.
I mean, I've been shooting before that, but yes, I had not shot from half court and I threw it up and it went in and I went, son of a bitch, I have to buy a
You
house.
Should enter the NBA 3-point competition.
No, I shouldn't, Mike. I'm not going to make them that often. It was fate that guided that ball into the basket, obviously.
I don't know. You might be Peyton Pritchard.
I don't know who
don't
that is.
Don't sell yourself short. Really.
I'm not going to travel. whenever I make my three
next
from mid-court.
Year at the NBA 3-point competition, it'll be Corey Majors versus the girl.
How? What?
Like, how, you know, which girl? Which girl?
I don't know. Whatever girl played against Steph Curry in that 3-point competition.
Oh, Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah. She'll win.
But how invested would you be in watching that? Like, I know you said you don't I'd be so invested.
I want to go right now to the Mavericks Arena, and I'll give you 20 minutes to warm up, and I want to see you drain a
Again, Mike,
shot.
It wasn't me. It was fate, obviously, because we bought
Your
name's house.
Corey.
Fate's
wasn't
a city
fate.
Just past Rockwall.
I didn't hire fate to shoot the shot.
From the
It was the Lord that made that for me.
Okay. No, it wasn't. Well,
that's tough.
Because there was only one set of footsteps. Never mind.
God was with Peyton Pritchard in the NBA Finals. Oh,
thanks again, y'all, for making this show so popular. From the 956, if the 8-ball said ask again later, I took that as a sign and just bailed on whatever question I was asking. This one is amazing. I hope this is true and not from a movie. I used a magic 8-ball to study for an exam in high school. Will this topic be on the test? If it did not, I didn't study. Work like a charm. I really want to say that that's from a show or movie, but I love the idea that that actually happened to somebody and it worked perfectly.
Isn't that what the review is for?
Hey, look.
Okay.
If you're going to the Magic 8-Ball, did you do the review? Were you there for the review? Probably not,
you
right?
You ever use one of those apps to decide what you want for dinner?
Those things stink.
They do stink, They're but if useless. You follow it, dude, like sometimes it would send you'd be like Burger King and be like, shut up, spin again. But, you know, not that I don't love Burger King sometimes, but that's not what I was craving that night.
Yeah.
You just hit the button and it starts spinning and then you're like, all right, I guess we're going to Meso Maya tonight. Here we go.
Oh, that's a good restaurant.
That is. That is I good. Love it.
That's where Mike's
good chips and salsa. it's good.
It
you
is
should try
good.
It.
It's my favorite. It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, they have multiple locations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one over.
What are you trying out for another sponsorship?
That's right. I like what you're doing here.
Like, yeah, I have Men's Tea Clinic. Okay, that's
located in.
Like, don't worry.
Probably right there in your neighborhood. Great margaritas as well.
Hey, if you'd like to be a commercial on our station, we have plenty of room.
And I think technically it's not plug-ola yet if you haven't gotten anything out of it, so which you have
tasty
not.
And delicious food.
Oh, my gosh.
That Reggie, I paid for.
Pretty good service, too. I'd got
oh, the service is amazing.
Margaritas, solid. Yeah. Other mixed drinks, solid.
See, that's what I want your commercial to be. Meso Maya. Are you looking for a solid mixed drink? It's not great, but it'll get you where you need to be.
I use solid as a positive,
okay.
Not like as an average.
Okay.
I just said, it's average.
Okay.
But, I mean, Corey brought up a really nice Tex-Mex restaurant with a variety of drinks. They actually have a variety of salsas, I believe, too. Don't they have three different ones?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. They'll throw it on the bean dip.
Yeah, I mean, heck, look. This is, if you would just use us... We would like sponsor things and then get more people at your place.
Oh, yeah.
It's Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, this is probably how That's we should have started because this that. Question comes in. I'm sorry. What is a magic 8-ball? That is a fair question.
I think it's crack and something else, right?
No. The toy magic 8-ball. It's filled with this like weird liquid goo that I always wanted to break open and see what it was. And maybe
well,
at
do
one
it.
Point,
it costs $10.
Okay, but don't taste it, right?
He's not
I don't think
dad.
He'll die.
You don't know. Dad. You don't know, though. I don't think.
I know. Okay. If you drink the whole thing, there's a possibility. If you just stick your finger in it and then lick it, I think that I think that you'll be fine.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike's Keys to Marriage. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3
This liquid is toxic
fan.
And isn't meant to be drunk.
Yeah,
by
okay.
the way.
Yeah, drunk, but just tasting it, you'll be okay.
That's it's how the magical powers.
It's isopropyl alcohol and aniline colorant dye.
People drink alcohol all the time.
Yeah, but not that kind.
Not out of a ball. Well, they probably... Never mind.
What are you doing?
Never mind. Coming up next... It's time for Gridiron Gravy, grading the Cowboys offseason and right. observations.
A plus.
Into training camp.
Just like Meso Maya.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. Aubrey nearing the end of the first quarter from 60 on the left hash. Long kick, plenty of leg. What a great call by Mike McCarthy. Just as everyone said he should do, he sends in Aubrey for a 60-yard field goal, and Dallas leads 10-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Mike is desperately hungry if you want to help him out. But also, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
How would we go about helping him out?
They have an ensalada de la casa. I think that means go home to, of the salad.
What was it? What mayo?
Meso Maya.
Meso Maya.
The Herradura salmon has this great sauce on it, but it's on top of Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
God, it's so good.
I used to hate Brussels sprouts, but I'll tell you what, restaurants have figured it out.
And they changed
Moms
the genetics of them.
Did not figure it out. Moms just made them mushy and yucky. But, man, they like, you know, they kind of char them at restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Salt them up.
Let's talk about... We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
Starving.
You want to start with what Mike will get from Tolos to eat for lunch? The comeback player of the year, a quarterback salary cap, or the Cowboys?
Wait, what's this about a quarterback salary cap?
Would you like to start there?
Yes, please.
All right.
It'll happen. We know that.
Interesting that you say that. Tom Pelissero was on the Rich Eisen show and said that there has been buzz and the league is aware that some owners have been privately discussing the possibility of a separate cap for quarterback salaries. And in that case, it wouldn't necessarily like be the amount of money. It would be the percentage of the overall cap. I have no idea if that's 25% or whatever it ends up being. But that is the thought, is that they would want to put a cap on the earnings potential of the quarterbacks.
So then they're not like 50% at some day.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Or honestly, I mean, look, we talked about it. You talked about it yesterday, the amount of check I would write, blah, blah, blah. I always wondered that, like, if you just had real, real free agency, no one could block it. There was no cap or anything. Like, what would Patrick Mahomes get?
Billion. I think 100.
Yeah.
Year, 100 million.
So maybe 8 to 10 years, 800 million to $1 billion.
Yeah.
Wait, so at this point, we're moving towards the NBA salary cap situation where you have individual max contracts that are capable, right?
I could see that.
So, but here's the situation is the number on receivers contracts are getting lucrative as well.
Exactly, and that's where they're going to run into trouble, and I'm sure that the NFL owners are going to cry poverty, and there's no way we can handle it in this marketplace, and blah, 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 because now... You've seen, not a parallel, but you've seen a shocking uptick in wide receiver contracts.
Yes.
Along with quarterback contracts.
Yeah, I mean, because they do go hand in hand, the quarterback and the receiver. Sure.
Now, the good news is there are multiple sources that are like, while individuals are talking about this, it doesn't seem to have any traction yet in the NFL, which I also have to admit is kind of surprising. If you could tell NFL owners, here's another way to cut costs or potentially curb costs a little bit, that they would be in favor of it.
I don't know. Would that curb cost? Because ultimately your salary cap is what it is. You're paying the same. But I think that would that curb conversation in some ways on quarterbacks?
See, I think it would curb costs in terms of setting that up. I do kind of wonder if you think that, I don't know. I'm intrigued by your idea, but I do kind of think it would curb costs because there might be some tinkering to the salary cap along with it. But on the flip side, don't you think a lot of players in the NFL would be for this? Because then it would theoretically give more of the pie to any other position. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a quarterback, this is BS. But if you play any other position, now you're like, maybe there's more of potential money available.
What if you don't have... I'm sorry if this is already... What if you don't have a quarterback that is commanding $50 million?
Sure. No.
And how do you...
There's no... There
can
would
I
be
use
no
that
floor.
Money some other
yeah,
way?
There would be no floor. It would just... I think it would say you can't go past 25% of your total cap space on your quarterback.
Okay.
I don't think it would be like a totally separate thing. And so let's say you have a rookie quarterback or a quarterback who's
so it wouldn't be 125%. Yeah. You would have 100%.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, so it really is like the NBA where it's like you can get up to a max contract. However, you don't have to give everybody a max contract.
And so I just think that's something intriguing to keep an eye on going forward.
Can you imagine if the quarterbacks, especially the premium ones, do have enough money to strike?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, good. You can play without us.
That drives the game.
Let's see how many fans you have if Patrick Mahomes is supposed to play Lamar Jackson and you have, I have no clue, quarterbacking those two games. Because they might be able to do it. I think most of the quarterbacks were like, don't sign this deal. This is a horrible 10-year contract for us. And all the other players like, we don't care. We just are going to sign it. And so... boy, if you didn't have the quarterbacks, that would you would lose a lot of ratings.
Absolutely.
That being said, if they did do this, if I was the quarterbacks, I'd say, well, then we're also not part of this. The first pick gets this much money and the 10th pick gets this much money. If we are considered this premium, then we need to get paid more premium out of the draft.
I definitely agree with you on that. Now, Corey, I think this is something that will interest you more than anybody else.
I hope so.
The Associated Press...
he loves him, the Associated Press, man.
AP, I trust him.
I think he will be intrigued by this. The Associated Press has finally put out somewhat of a guideline for Comeback Player of the Year.
Finally.
Remember how we talked about you could win Comeback Player of the Year essentially for sucking?
For being terrible.
Yes. So now, quote.
Scooney.
Mozzie. The spirit.
Overshown.
Of the stop name. That is for injury.
Well, I mean, they all three weren't good.
The spirit of the AP Comeback Player of the Year Award is to honor a player who has demonstrated resilience in the face of adversity by overcoming illness, physical injury, or other circumstances that led them to miss playing time. So it's not necessarily like, you got it, Russ, just because you were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, did you miss time? And so they sent that out to their voters today.
All right. Finally. Finally.
Although I was still intrigued by your idea a couple years ago that Brian Robinson should have won Comeback Player of the Year, even though he was a rookie, because he was a running back and he got shot in the legs twice.
He got shot in that year. In that year. And he came back and was awesome.
I'm intrigued by that notion.
I'm with you. I think Jalen Smith should have been higher up on the board. He played with one leg for so many years.
Mike, does that mean we have to add a most improved player
functioning
too?
Leg.
Probably. Mike, I hope you'll understand I probably will not start with you on this.
Okay.
Let's go with grading the offseason for all of the Dallas Cowboys.
Heck yeah.
I'll take Mike's sarcastic Corey, A+ and put it down.
We went all in.
We are all in.
Are we?
Dude, if we come... listen, man.
Back. A+.
If we come out of this thing...
I said we're not starting with you!
If we come out of this thing and McCarthy and Dak are gone at the end of the year because Jerry was like, that's what I meant by all in. I wasn't going to re-sign them if they didn't win a Super Bowl. Then maybe Jerry would have the last laugh if that was the case. See, I told y'all I was all in. I didn't mean all in. I was going to build this thing and win a Super Bowl. I was giving them their last shot. Their off-season grade... C minus.
Well, count ESPN in that group. They actually went down just a little bit.
Let's say
D plus.
Okay, yeah.
So they got a D+
because we're in the big D
for the Dallas Cowboys.
I like
which
it.
Is better than two other teams, the New Orleans Saints and the Las Vegas Raiders. Both got a D. So the Cowboys, not the worst. In the offseason.
But not the best.
No.
But you can't win. Look, man, you can't win the offseason. You can't just win the championships while winning the offseason. That's a fact.
I'm like Dak's brother. I'm having trouble even seeing a loss on this schedule.
Let's go from that, I guess, to Cowboys did go ahead and sign Garyon Conley, the defensive back from the UFL. We talked about this, I think, last week as a possibility that they were bringing him in for a visit. And also, if you wanted to know, the information is now out there for the public. July 24th is when rookies and veterans are supposed to report for the Cowboys to Oxnard.
Yes.
When are we supposed to report?
The 25th.
I don't know. Are we supposed to say that on air?
I don't know.
Oh,
I was
mean,
just asking.
26th.
I have no idea.
The 27th.
You're not reporting there at all. All right.
Well, deal
what?
With it.
What?
Well, I have is that breaking news?
I don't know. Actually, never mind. Let me say this. I don't know the answer to
that. What would happen if you said that, I don't know what day you guys are going, but, oh, we're going to be there July 26th. Like, who are we hiding this from? Like, is it like going to Ohio State football practice? Like, Michigan could see this practice. Like, hey, everybody knows we're going. Like, everybody knows 105.3 The Fan's going to be there. Who cares what day? Like, don't say the date. Don't say the date we're leaving. From who? Like, who are we hiding this from?
I don't know the answer to your question, Mike.
The deep state.
I've just been told not to, and I just figured the deep state would find me if I did.
Hey, can I tell you a crappy story real quick?
Don't tell them what day the Cowboys play a football game.
Shut up, Mike.
Maybe they won't. Maybe we'll sneak up on Cleveland.
Hey, I get your point. It's probably valid, but still shut up. Isaiah Bugs. Hold on, I'm going to wait until Corey's done laughing because this will not play away.
Yeah, no laugh zone.
Isaiah Bugs. Remember we talked about him yesterday or Monday that he was facing another arrest charge. Again, this is the allegation per the police report. He's the same guy who is accused of malnourishing and mistreating those dogs. And he said that was because people were trying to get him to sell his hookah bar, blah, 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 blah. The allegation is that Isaiah Bugs used a tire iron to break in the apartment of his baby mama and then grabbed her and drug her down the stairs. And he's being charged with second degree domestic violence and second degree burglary. Again, I wasn't there, just going off of what the accusations and police reports say right there. But
he should be done.
That is a damning like month or so.
Roger Goodell told us.
No tolerance.
No tolerance. He should be done.
Except when there is.
Of course, they lied about that. But
there is some tolerance.
You know, for sure. So there's the latest as we go across the entire NFL. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the assets and options available for the Mavs to upgrade the team. Plus, just curious, who would you want? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.